Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. To the Shannon Joy Show. Hello, world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We are broadcasting live from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is Friday. Thank you, Jesus. So good to be with all of you today. The live chat on Rumble is already on fire. I think I might have lit you guys up with my first comments on the live chat. We have a lot to get to today. And yeah, I'm going to spill a little bit of tea. We're going to talk about, as you noticed in the title of today's show, the fracture. The conservative movement is breaking over Trump. And that's a good thing. The dividing line is becoming more clear. People are angrier and angrier. I'm seeing it already on the live chat. Once you have the opportunity to speak your mind about what went down in 2020 and 21, the floodgates open. The American people are not over what was done to us during COVID-19. Yet we're facing a political contest in 2024, two candidates who continue to gaslight us. MAGA, Con Inc., Bizarro Con, and the rhinos, in my opinion, have underestimated the power of the medical freedom movement, and the anger and resentment building as Trump and his movement continue to gaslight their constituents over COVID-19 lockdowns and mass vaccine casualties. And that is the topic of today's show. We should have righteous indignation. We should be angry. We should be holding our elected leaders accountable, but we haven't been able to because this discussion, the one that you get every day here in the Shannon Joy Show, has been suppressed in conservative media. And they thought it was time to move on, right? Con Inc., Daily Wire, Clay and Buck, Dan Bongino, AM Talk Radio, you name it, Fox News, Daily Wire. They did their job in October, November, December of last year in suppressing and destroying Ron DeSantis and his candidacy, the one candidate who actually achieved discernible policy outcome, breaking COVID-19 lockdowns and the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine, right? But that was suppressed. Trump was inevitable. They paved the way for Donald Trump to win that candidacy without even debating his opponents or answering questions about his policies in 2020 regarding the lockdowns and the development of the deadly, deadly toxic COVID-19 vaccines. And so Con Inc. and Bizarro Con did the bidding for MAGA and the rhinos, the entire machine around Donald Trump to take out the one guy who actually achieved discernible policy outcome in Florida. And he's still doing it, by the way. We have a headline here today. DeSantis, right before I went live on air with a press conference, signing a slate of anti-illegal alien bills, three bills to name them. We'll go over a little bit later in the program. When Donald Trump talks about a wall and making Mexico pay for it while never doing it, DeSantis actually gets things done. That is the story. and conservative media continues to cover for Trump. Why? Because it's more important for conservative media to make a buck and to satisfy a tiny sliver of a TV and radio viewing population to stuff money in their pockets than it is to actually change course in this country. And so they would rather prop up candidates who do nothing, get nothing done, distract us from everything that is meaningful and that matters, but they're making a buck. And it's a big, big industry. And so they thought they did their job. Donald Trump wins the candidacy, right? Immediately after winning the candidacy for the Republican primary, he goes on social media during the State of the Union address and seizes defeat from the jaws of victory by taking more credit once again for his mRNA clot shots and lauding them as the next, agreeing with Joe Biden that they're going to be the next new hot thing to combat the cancer epidemic that we now have because of the clot shots. All of the data is out there. Ethical skeptic Ed Dowd with stunning, devastating new data on the COVID-19 vaccine and the correlation with the increase in cancers and turbo cancers. It's disgusting. They're already rolling out the marketing for the new mRNA technologies to take care of the cancers they created with Operation Warp Speed. And Trump dives right in head first, taking credit for it, enraging his base. That was last Thursday. So the second he gets the nomination, he goes all in, moving to the left further and further and further, lining up with people like Bruce Jenner, who, by the way, was on Fox News yesterday talking about, of all things, prostate cancer among men, right? The gender bender in chief, big buddy of Donald Trump now, a mainstay on Fox News. These are the standard bearers for the conservative movement as led by Donald Trump. And this is why conservatives are revolting. This is why conservatives are leaving. That's the topic of today. And I have what I think is some evidence of that. I see the movement building. People are sick of this. People are angry. You should be angry. I'm angry. This is our country, our children, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence. It was stolen from us during COVID-19. And the party and the movement that claims to be constitutional, ethical, Christian, moral, wrapping itself, twisting itself in a pretzel around Donald Trump and MAGA. Bruce Jenner, Brendan Dilley, Laura Loomer, Mitch McConnell, Andrew Tate, Bruce Gender Bender Jenner, Tim Pool, Cat Turd. These are the new standard bearers for conservatism? I don't think so. And so this is a good thing. The conservative movement needs to be fractured. And those who believe in ethics and principles, the Constitution, basic freedom, truth, basic truth, so as not to be gaslit by these political consultants, political parties, and now the leader, de facto leader of the Republican Party, Donald Trump, he put his daughter in charge of the RNC. All of the money, everything funneled. He has seized power. He has seized the Republican Party. And this is now creating the tension. And it's breaking, despite what anyone tells you. I know in conservative media, they don't want you to know this. But we're going to talk about it here on the Shannon Joy Show. We are going to spill the tea. We're going to look at some amazing videos today. Catherine Austin Fitz, she is the original gangster, and she took poor Greg Hunter out to the woodshed a week or two ago, inspired me to go on Steve Dace. You remember that? We're going to play that again today on the Shannon Joy Show. And then Paul Alexander on Steve Dace. Three videos, pure fire. We're going to play them today on the Shannon Joy Show. Also, we are featuring Josh Power and also Ron, what is the name of this Twitter handle? Ron DeSwanson. These are two Twitter followers that I have on Twitter. They're amazing. And their responses, I'm going to read their responses today to conservatives. We are seeing a breakdown in the conservative media's control of the conservative movement and those of us who call ourselves conservatives. And so we're going to look at those videos. We're going to talk about Ron DeSantis down in Florida signing a spate of illegal alien bills. We should tag libs of TikTok into that and send her a memo. Maybe she'll retract her statement. That's right. Libs of TikTok going after Ron DeSantis, of all people. She's enjoying the largesse of his legislation, the freedom that everyone loves in Florida, thanks largely to Ron DeSantis, his leadership, and what he has done to open up that state and resist the COVID-19 narrative. So many on the right enjoying their freedom in the great state of Florida, including libs of TikTok. Yet after spending a little bit of time at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend, she came out a-blazing, attacking out of nowhere Ron DeSantis. We're going to cover that on the Shannon Joy Show today as well. Spill a little tea there. Got a background story on that one. We're not going to let him get away with it. We're going to lay it all down on the kitchen table. We're going to talk about it today on the Shannon Joy Show. And again, the theme here is they are underestimating. We're going to get into that, why I think this is falling apart for Con Inc. and Bizarro Con. And the pushback, you're seeing the pushback. And in a moment, I'm going to say hi to everyone on the live chat. You guys are amazing. You guys are already on fire. The best live chat on Rumble right now. All of you, we're going to say hello in just a minute. And then we'll get to some of our videos, and then I'll take your comments. If you have a question or comment, please put it in all caps and put before the comment or question in all caps, question or comment, so that I can see it and that I can go back and read it. I want to take a lot of your responses today and have a little bit of a back and forth if we can. I'm freestyling today on the Shannon Joy Show. Those are always the best shows. And yeah, I've got my gangster beanie on. Because I am feeling a little bit, I'm irritated. You know, a lot of it comes from yesterday. I want to encourage all of you to go back and watch my interview yesterday with the unbelievable, amazing Lindsay House. She is a warrior for truth. The casualties mounting because of the COVID-19 vaccines, it's tragic. It's terrible. We cannot ignore it or let it go. I see all of the suffering in my own community, among my own family members, among my community of followers on Twitter and here on Rumble. This is devastating, and they're mocking us. They are mocking us by trying to walk us through an election cycle that omits 2020 from discussion. Not okay. There are a couple reasons, and I'm going to get into this a little bit later. If you look over the past few weeks, and I'm going to feature this on the show today. Over the past couple weeks, you are seeing a growing resistance and resentment among classical conservatives, people who believe in the Constitution and believe in the basic principles of liberty and free markets in the Declaration of Independence. And they have always found a home, they thought, within the Republican Party to a certain extent. Some of them thought they found a home within the MAGA movement to a certain extent, but they're beginning to realize that that might be false. And so you're beginning to see them peel away, and there's evidence of this. I'm going to go through this quickly. It started, and this is why we're going to feature these videos today. It started about 2.5 weeks ago with Catherine Austin Fitz, who, as I mentioned, is an original gangster. This woman has her finger on the pulse. She knows what's going on. I believe her Substack is Solari. She coordinates and collaborates with one of our regular guests, Sasha Latapova. I'm working on getting her on the program, so stay tuned. But we're going to feature her today on the show. She came out, fired the first shot across the bow. Poor Greg Hunter, she took him to the woodshed. That was 2.5 weeks ago. I must confess, it was Catherine Austin Fitz who kind of inspired me. I went on the Steve Dace Show a couple days later, and inspired by her bravery and her willingness to speak truth to power, followed in her footsteps. We're going to play that as well. Then you had Paul Alexander on the Steve Dace Show last Friday, and it was fire. I encourage all of you to go back and watch the full episode with Paul Alexander and the debate that ensued on the Steve Dace Show. It was unbelievable. Okay. Then this week we have the massive backlash against Ben Shapiro. He comes out. What does Ben Shapiro do? All right. I mentioned Con Inc. and Bizarro Con thought they achieved their goal in October, November, December of 2018. and 23 by omitting Ron DeSantis from the equation and delivering us, shoving down our throats on a silver platter, Donald Trump as the candidate, despite what people really wanted. But everyone went out. It's inevitable. No one can beat Trump. It's the Trump train. Okay, so now we have Trump. Now it's time for them to pivot and offer up the appropriate wedge issues for their audiences to debate with the libs as we walk through yet another rigged and controlled electoral cycle, which is what Ben Shapiro did when he dangled out the wedge issue, the political football about Social Security, trying to get conservatives and MAGA people to embrace his idea of raising the age of Social Security recipients, people eligible to get Social Security, which no one's going to go for. It's not even viable. It ignores the fact that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme to begin with, that people entered into the contract. Ben Shapiro got completely ratioed on that. People were angry. They raged at him over that to the point that we're still talking about it today. Steve Dace chimed in. Daniel Horowitz chimed in. It was a big, big discussion, and people just weren't buying what Ben Shapiro was selling. So you saw the pushback there. Then you see the recent backlash against Clay of Clay and Buck. That's Clay Travis. So these are the guys that replaced Rush Limbaugh. They have a massive megaphone, regardless of whether they're good or not, which I don't think, they don't hold a candle to Rush Limbaugh, but they come out. So what do conservatives do now? Now that they've secured the candidate that's going to make them all the money, and you'll buy the sneakers and you'll buy the gold, you'll attend the rallies, you'll get the hats, you'll do all of the things that we're supposed to do as conservatives so they can make a lot of money off of this election cycle, even though their guy probably won't win. And even if he does, he won't keep any of his promises because we know what happened in 2016. But that doesn't matter because this is a business. It's not about ethics or principles or activism or actually getting things done. This is about the business, and they got to keep the money flowing. So what do? You introduce the wedge issues. Ben Shapiro tried that, got smacked down. Clay Travis, now he's trying to shame his audience. This is the next step. If you don't vote for Donald Trump, or if you write in a third candidate, or if you vote for RFK, you're basically voting for Biden, and you're a traitor to the Constitution. You're a traitor to the movement. No one's going to like you. You're as evil as Biden. And this is now what the Bonginos and the Clay and Bucks and all of these guys are going to do to try to shame you into pulling the lever for the lesser of two evils, even though you have to hold your nose and you don't want to do it. This is what they're walking us through. And remember, in the vein of the Hunger Games, which I rolled out earlier this week and laid out my philosophy of this election cycle, basically the game is rigged. Our job is to toss it. So in that vein, right, as they're walking us through this cycle, again, Groundhog Day political hell, same issues, same discussion, same trope from all the same squawkers, nothing new, nothing interesting. And the biggest problem is they're ignoring the massive elephant in the room, which is COVID-19 lockdowns and the destruction of American society and human bodies because of the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, so Clay goes out, shames his audience, and gets eviscerated. And this was the Twitter post of Ron DeSwanson, which is absolutely savage, which I'm going to read a little bit later. So you have Catherine Austin Fitz, me on Steve Dace, Paul Alexander on Steve Dace, Ben Shapiro getting the backlash, Clay of Clay and Buck getting the backlash, right? You also have, with all of that, actual data. And this is, you can find on The Righting, righting.com. It is a website that just monitors the conservative media outlets and particularly the online news media outlets, their unique visitors, their total impressions, and so on and so forth. And so that came out a couple weeks ago. We featured this on the Shannon Joy Show. 60 to 70% decline in unique visitors and traffic on websites like Daily Wire and The Blaze. And it's across the board. Right-wing, conservative, media, is hemorrhaging. They are hemorrhaging audiences. They are hemorrhaging traffic on these major websites. And so this is evidence that people are tuning out, whether they're fatigued, the crisis fatigue, the fear fatigue, they can't stand the endless prattle about the same things. Quite frankly, guys, we're having the same arguments that we were having 10, 15, 20 years ago. And I know because I've been consuming conservative media for almost, well over 30 years. I've been in the media, the conservative media, arena for over 10 years. So people are just getting tired of it and they're exiting, okay? So this is what I'm seeing. This is why my title is fractured. Something is happening. Okay, Kitty, get out of here. All right, go ahead. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's Buddy, the studio cat. This is what happens when you self-produce. And he never does what he's told to do. But yeah, you just saw Buddy. Say hello. Yeah, he's interested. Just stay down there. He's in my drawer now. Anyway, what was I saying? Okay, so all of this together, when you combine the backlash, random roll, you guys finally saw Kitty. Yeah, little cameo by Buddy the studio cat there. You put this all together, okay? What is my point? You put this all together along with a 60 to 70% decline in unique viewers on these websites, and this is in an election year. So this is an anomaly, not normal. You put it all together, and Houston, we have a problem, okay? This is why they're lashing out. This is why there's more vitriol. I think this might have to do with the friendly fire attack from libs of TikTok against Ron DeSantis the day before he announces some of the most substantial anti-illegal alien bills we've ever seen in the state of Florida. Okay, so yeah, this is a problem. There are reasons for this problem that I'm going to get into at the end of the show. I'm going to give you three reasons. I have a lot of ideas about why this is happening. Make no mistake, this is a good thing. We want the principled conservative movement to peel away from MAGA. It's decrepit. It's disgusting. It's based on lies. It's built on lies. And so we cannot have any oxygen with that movement. We need the conservative movement to peel away. I'm glad to see it happening. By all means, my mission in this election cycle, number one, Hunger Games, toss the board like Katniss Everdeen. That's number one. Number two, protect the medical freedom movement, which is the freedom movement. And I have great news for you guys. The medical freedom movement is strong. They are not falling for all of the gaslighting and all of the coercion and the pressure to join MAGA, kiss the ring, bend the knee. They aren't able to penetrate, and that is amazing. And you guys know I am totally connected to everyone, the Republican wing of the medical freedom movement, the Democrat wing of the medical freedom movement, the liberals and the conservatives. I've been featuring all of them on my show for 4 years. Very, very good friends with a lot of them. I have them on speed dial. Conversations I have are very powerful and very good. So you guys are going to be incredibly, incredibly happy to hear what I have to say about that towards the end of the show. So what we're going to do moving forward, and this is awesome, 1,157 live viewers right now, 1,200 live viewers right now on Rumble, guys. What is going on? That is amazing. And I'm sure we're upwards towards 1,000 or more live viewers on Twitter. We have been killing it on Twitter, for those of you watching on Twitter right now. Thank you so much for being with us today. Please give us a thumbs up, a retweet, a comment. You guys are amazing. Yeah, I'm looking at the live chatters right now. You guys are on fire. Let's just say hello to a couple of you before we go to break. When we come back, we're going to be heavy video. We're going to start with Catherine Austin Fitz. You do not want to miss this video. This woman is, she's scary in a good way. So we're going to feature Catherine Austin Fitz. Then we're going to remind you of me on Steve Days 2 weeks ago. And then we're going to end with Paul Alexander. This is to really echo the sentiment of so many conservatives and Republicans who want a better choice in 2024. And no, what Con Inc. is telling you is false. This is not a fait accompli. Don't look at the polls. They did that last time. you're not getting the truth, tragically, on the majority of conservative media. There are a couple shining bright stars out there like Steve Dace and Daniel Horowitz and a few others. But for the most part, they are just playing their roles and cashing their checks between now and Election Day 2024. And that's not okay. So we're going to discuss that. But let's say hello. Vidana is with us today. Hello, Vidana. Let me just go and say hi to everyone on the live chat. You guys are amazing. Richard1770 is a new name on the live chat. So good to see you, Richard1770. So many of my Fox News conservative friends completely regurgitate Fox's talking points. They are all in for Trump. When I ask them about the vax, they totally dismiss it. Richards, I completely relate. I can tell you in my own family, this is the case. In my family, I mean, they were hardcore anti-lockdown, anti-forced or coerced vaccine. No one in my family got the COVID-19 vax. And so to see them go back to Donald Trump after this experience is just like mind-blowing for me. But you got to give them a lot of grace. And I have to comment, people are really going after Steve Dace. He has an op-ed in The Blaze that he released a couple days ago. And he's laying out his reasoning for voting for Trump. And it is a basic lesser of two evils type of essay, I believe, from the little that I read of it. It was behind the paywall. Steve Dace is an amazing voice for liberty. He is one of the most profound and, in my opinion, prolific voices out there within the conservative movement. He platforms me. He platforms Daniel Horowitz. He platforms people like Paul Alexander. He allows for the debate and the discussion. The fact that Steve Dace is making a decision right now at this moment in time to pull the lever for a lesser of two evils, I'm okay with. And I'm seeing people go after him really hard for that. And I think it's very unfair. And one of the reasons is I think we should be allowed to make these decisions. I am not going to go out and shame anyone like Clay and Buck and Dan Bongino and all the big talkers who are going to play the shame game about who you pull the lever for in 2024. I'm not going to do it. I've already made that decision. And I'm certainly not going to take out some of the brightest and best voices who do very, very brave things to further the cause of conservatism like Steve Dace. Getting behind Ron DeSantis was a huge, huge deal. And I appreciate Steve Dace for doing that. And so in my opinion, I try to let people make their decisions. And quite frankly, I don't care who you vote for in 2024 at this point. I really don't. I'll make a decision. You'll make a decision. And the reason I say that is because the two contenders, the Democrat and Republican, are essentially the same candidate. That makes this the least important election of our lifetime, set against a backdrop of the most important revolution of the 21st century, which is the medical freedom movement. So I'm not going to get into spats or disputes about people voting for this person or that person. I just don't care. Go into the booth, do what you need to do. I have no beef with you. I might disagree with it. I frankly cannot understand it. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. But again, I have family members who are voting for Trump. I don't know why. What am I going to do? Oust them? Am I going to cancel my own dad because he's going to vote for Trump? No, not doing it. What is the mission this year? The mission is, in this election season, number one, toss the board. I think that RFK Jr. is going to be a big part of that. Tossing the rigged game, not playing their game. Number two, protecting the medical freedom movement, which is the most important movement. It is the freedom movement. It is the abolitionist movement of the 21st century. So let's stay focused. Let's not get it twisted. Let's not throw out friendly fire and take out some of our best. Let's allow people to do what they need to do. Just my opinion. You guys can disagree. So I went off on a little bit of a tangent there. But yeah, so thank you for the comment. I wanted to get that off my chest, though, because I've been thinking about it. I'm seeing people go after Steve Dace, and that just really annoys me. He's a great person. He's a great person. Oh, Astrid1776. Looks like we have a few Trump trolls on the live chat. You are wrong. Trump wins. Okay. All right. Whatever. Believe it. Oh, Johnny W. B-I-T-C-H. You're so wrong about Bongino shaming. Okay. You know what? You're right. I did not hear Bongino specifically shame anyone. So on the record, I'm pulling it back. I'm retracting my statement. Clay did. So it was Clay of Clay and Buck. And we're gonna read the response from one of his followers, Rhonda Swanson. But you're right. I lumped Bongino into it. Shouldn't have done it. Let's have an integrity check for Shannon Joy. Is Ron DeSantis owned wholesale by Jeb Bush? Yeah, no. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we must be striking a nerve, everyone, because we got the Trump trolls on the live chat. Super fun. And welcome, everyone. We appreciate all viewpoints, and it's good to have you. Hammer O Justice is with us today. I won't bash Steve Dace for his vote, and he won't bash us in his support for Trump. Exactly. There we go. Let's just let everyone vote for who they want to. That's the point of a democracy, even though it is dangling by a thread right now in the in the United States of America. CJP Rumble is with us today. Random Roll is with us today. Biostoicism, 3 days of the week. Get to watch Shannon Joy live. Oh, I'm so glad that you're here. Buzz678 is with us. Says that we're all idiots here, all 1,443 of us right here on the Rumble channel. Live chat is awesome. You guys are great. Let's see who else we have here. Moni55 with us today. Great job, Shannon. Of course, Reese is with us, one of my faves. Reese, you're amazing. Yeah. Of course, no. The answer is no. There are no Bush operatives or connections between the Bush family and Ron DeSantis, but they are all working for Trump's campaign. So that's really great. Rhinos are completely behind Trump. It's why he has endorsed all of the rhinos. It's why he's ticking everyone off. And so, yeah, it's just, you know, whatever. Jeremy Libby is with us. Whoa, she's very pretty. Just thought, thank you, Jeremy. I'll always take a compliment. I really appreciate that. Fresh Jive is with us. Bongino is controlled opposition. Well, I can't understand their coverage. Doesn't make any sense to me, guys. And Iowa Denise Kay is with us. I'm so embarrassed that Trump won my state's caucus. I know. Well, listen, the entirety, think about this. Donald Trump in January of 2024 had the entirety of conservative media behind him. Every talker, every broadcaster, every network, every platform was behind Trump. And they were telling everyone, it's over. It's a fait accompli. Trump is the candidate. Get on the train. It's inevitable. Okay. He also had the power of the Rhino movement and the machine behind him. The mainstream news media, left-wing news media wanted Trump to win because he's the guy they thought they could beat. The Democrats wanted Trump to win because he's the guy they thought they could beat. So you had right-wing media, left-wing media, the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, the Rhino Republicans. Kitty, get out of there. Oh my gosh. You see, buddy? Oh, that cat. During the break, oh, he's running now. I'm gonna have to kick him out of the studio. He's being saucy today. He's picking up on my irritation, I think. But just imagine, you had all of that behind him. And so if the guy didn't win the Iowa caucus and just walk through the primary, then, I mean, you'd be surprised because everyone who was anyone was supporting him. It was totally rigged. They totally took the payouts. Yeah, buddy is going to get it, CJP Rumble. Chuck Tiza is with us on the live chat as well. You guys are amazing. Hey, everyone, share this out. Give us a thumbs up. Follow the Shannon Joy Show right now if you like the coverage. Please follow this show right here on Rumble so that you never miss a live. We are live every day at 11 a.m. Eastern time-ish. I tend to start a little bit late sometimes, 11:08, 11:11. We have the best guests, the most amazing principled conservatives, liberty lovers on this program. Some of the best and brightest from the medical freedom movement, and we feature that every day on the SJ Show. If you're watching on Twitter right now, please give us a retweet and a comment. And also, if you click up on the notification button, so if you follow me on the Shannon Joy Show and you hit the notification button, I do believe that you will be notified every time I go live, and that will help you also never miss a show. Okay, I have gone way too long in the first segment of the Shannon and Joy Show. We're already 33 minutes into the show. Amazing. We hit 1,500 live viewers on Rumble. That is so cool. Thank you guys so much. And we're going to go to break very quickly. When we come back, we are going to hit the videos. We're going to feature the original gangster, Catherine Austin Fitz. She took Greg Hunter to the woodshed a couple weeks ago and I think sparked the movement, the backlash against MAGA and Trump as the de facto candidate, opening the door for, say, a Robert F. Kennedy Jr. If he gains steam, then we could indeed see the flipping of the rigged board, which is our goal in the next 6 months right here on the Shannon Joy Show. And if you join me. So when we come back, we're going to look at a couple videos and then we're going to dive into the fracas between libs of TikTok, who very weirdly attacked Ron DeSantis. She lives in his state and he fired back, which was also pretty saucy. Everyone's a little bit on edge right now. And I think it's because, well, we're fighting for the future of humanity and basic liberty and freedom. It's being stolen from us. None of the political candidates on the left or right, Republican or Democrat, are addressing this. And this is why we need something new. Johnny W. says, I might have to subscribe. You're the best. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yeah, if you guys want to support what we do every day and help this show to grow, if you see right below the live chat, there is a subscribe button. You can click on it. And I believe you can invest whatever you want. So $2 a month or $5 a month or $10 a month. I am totally independent. So I self-produce this show. That's why it looks the way that it does. It's not flashy, but we get the job done. But yeah, I'm completely independent, completely self-produced. And yes, feeling feisty in 2024, right? Reese says, all of you subscribe right now. Yes, all of you should subscribe right now. And so we're going to go to break. One of the ways that we do pay the bills here at the Shannon Joy Show is through our partnerships and sponsorships. You guys have heard from the Wellness Company. You've heard from Shell Shock CBD and our good friends over at QP Goat Soap. This month, we are so pleased to be working with Connecta Mobile. You're going to hear from them. Going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get right to the videos right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hello, friends. Shannon Joy here for Connecta Mobile. In a world where every message could be watched and every move tracked, your privacy is not just a preference, it's a necessity. Introducing the ultimate guardian of your digital life, Connecta Mobile. With Connecta, experience the safety of military-grade encrypted messages, where your conversations are yours and yours alone. No data tracking, no eyes on your information, just pure unbreachable privacy. For total phone security and privacy, check out our new sponsors over at Connecta. Visit www.phone123.com/joy or call them today at 941-246-2156. Guys, this is military grade technology in the palm of your hands because privacy isn't a feature, it's your right. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy and take back control with Connecta Mobile. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need all natural every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com and plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy, 2023.
Quinn Pittman's goat milk laundry soap is a hit.
Hey, Miss Valerie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Quinn. Thank you.
My sister loves taking music lessons with you.
Oh, I love teaching her music lessons. She's a great student, an absolute joy to work with.
She also said how much you love our laundry soap.
I sure do. I can hardly believe how little amount of soap I have to use. My clothing smells fresh. It's great. And my clothing has never been softer. I also really appreciate that your soap does not use any harsh or harmful chemicals, and I love knowing that my family is a lot healthier now.
That's the difference between detergents that you buy at the store and our soap, which is made with raw goat milk.
Well, what you guys are doing is great. I love it, I appreciate it, and I am a lifelong customer.
Well, that's great. I'll see you at church on Sunday.
Sounds great. See you then.
Get your goat milk laundry soap today at qpgoatsoap.com. QP Goat Soap.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. So great to be with all of you, inching up to almost, oh my gosh, 1.6. So we're at, we're getting close to 2,000 live viewers, which might be a record for the Shannon Joy Show. Thank you all for sharing and commenting. The live chat is on fire today. We have the smartest live chatters on Rumble that are on the Shannon Joy Show. And you guys are joined by, it looks like a couple Trump trolls today, which is super fun. Have fun with them, guys. I know you'll take great care of them. Let's go to, so what is the theme today? We are talking about the fracture. Conservatives, enough of them are saying no, right? We got Donald Trump shoved down our throats as the candidate for the 2024 presidential election. Conservative media, bizarro con, shoved him down our throats and shamed a lot of people, doxed a lot of people, very nasty, disgusting tactics used during the primary that ticked a lot of people off. And so, yeah, they're just not into it. They're just not into Trump. And interestingly enough, they are exiting. The movement is fracturing. The conservative movement is breaking, and it's breaking on Donald Trump. That's a good thing. We'll invite them into the medical freedom movement, and it's off to the races. Let the revolution continue, for sure, peaceful revolution. And so why is this? Let's start with where I think this started. Catherine Austin Fitz gave oxygen and gave breath to, I think, what so many people were feeling in her interview with Greg Hunter. And this was just a week or so before Trump clinched the nomination for the Republican primary. And this video went viral. People were sharing it all over. And I'm going to play it today for you because I think this was the beginning. It's 7 minutes. You do not want to miss 1 minute of this. We're going to play this now. And then we're going to remind you, I was inspired by Catherine Austin Fitz. And then, you know, I went on with Steve Dace, continued this kind of just resistance against being forced to vote for a candidate that does not share your values, that you think might even be worse than a Biden presidency, which is very interestingly what Paul Alexander said on Steve Dace. So we're going to play all of these clips for you right now. And I'd love to see your comments. I'll read some of your live chats and we'll keep the show going. So here we have Catherine Austin Fitz, man. She's on fire. And I think she shot the first, or this is the first shot across the bow. And poor Greg Hunter was on the receiving end of this one. Let's watch right here.
This going on while the Hunter Biden laptop has now been exposed for exactly the crime scene that it is. And they're still going after Donald Trump, who wants to destroy the New World Order. I mean, I had Alex Newman on. He says, you know, I know you would disagree about the, you know, the shots and all that, but boy, he was taking a sledgehammer to the New World Order. He got us out of the Paris Climate Accord. He got us out of who?
Well, but wait a minute. He put $10 billion into a military program to depopulate Americans. Come on, Greg. I'm going to be a tough guy about this.
Do you think he was told the truth, though? I mean, Burks came out on Fox and said, I always knew the mRNA injections would not offer, much protection against infection. She came out and said that, and Neil Cavuto's like, you can Google this.
If you look at the history of what is known, it takes 10 to 12 years to test out a vaccine to make sure it's safe. Everybody knows that. You know, come on. So... No,
you actually think Donald Trump actually knew, hey, we're going to depopulate and murder off a bunch of people? See, I don't. I think he was lied to, and he missed this. He knows now. He knows now.
Person who understood how dangerous vaccines are that was in political life, it was Donald Trump, because this was a big issue during the campaign, and he made a big issue about, you know, the dangers of vaccines. So he knows.
So you think he knew ahead of time? You think he knew go into it that we're going to depopulate people? See, I just don't believe that. I think he knows now. I think he definitely knows now, but which he should. Which I'm pissed that he's not coming out.
I'm just going to be a tough guy because okay. I knew the injection program stunk. I knew it was dangerous, and I knew there were different nefarious agendas that could go on. And I said to people, you know, as soon as the virus started. Or as soon as they claimed there was a virus, because I think it was more than one thing going on, I said, don't worry about COVID. Worry about the injection. Don't take the injection, whatever you do. So if I knew that in March 2020, I'm sure Trump knew that. So no, $10 billion, he put in charge of Operation Warp Speed someone who's, you know, was head of research at a pharmaceutical company. And his expert, you know, his expertise was on brain machine interface. Come on, Greg. Here's the problem. You know, Trump, you can say Trump, you know, was on board for a depopulation or Trump got rolled. Either one is not a very good case to be made that he ought to be president.
Wow. I just can't believe that he would say, sure, let's kill millions of people. I just have a hard time believing that, especially when Burks writes a book.
But go back. Then you're saying he's incompetent. Because if I knew what I knew, you know, don't tell me I knew more than Trump. I just don't buy that.
Come on.
I'm saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying, that's depressing. Because
you got to hold people accountable. You got to tell the truth, and you got to hold people accountable. That's the only way out of this.
Thanks for listening to The Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure, but having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today.
And Biden is a big, fat, huge, smoking, steaming bag of crap.
Here's the thing. The president is not running the situation. The president is not in charge. That's what you got to understand. And, you know, I keep talking
explain
about...
Explain that. The president is not... Please, so we explain that. Well, he's the president. Why isn't he in charge? But explain why...
What happened in 1963? What happened in November 1963?
Kennedy was shot in the head.
Well, the U.S. intelligence agencies and military and establishment got together and killed the president, right?
That's right.
And who controls the Secret Service, right? It's the Secretary of the Treasury and the people who run the country. So the deep state controls the Secret Service, and their guns point out and their guns point in. So, you know, the president in a highly centralized system, the president has very little power. Now, I've told you the red button story many, many times, but the moral of the story of the red button story, if you go to Solari or you go on the web, you can do a search for the red button story in my name and you'll pull it right up. But essentially what it says, everybody in America wants their check. And the way they get their check is to borrow more money and print more money. And so you've had a lot of popular support for the financial coup. And the reason is everybody wants their check. Now, you put the president in charge, you hit the population with massive amounts of propaganda, disinformation, entrainment. Suddenly they're screaming they want a vaccine, right? And you're Trump, and you feel cornered and squeezed by the fact that everybody wants their check. And the only way you can get their check is to be nice to the deep state and the central bankers. And the only way you can make them happy is to give them whatever the entrainment and TV has persuaded them they want.
Do you think that he arted the deal this thing and that he had a trade-off? And the trade-off was, well, you get your check, but some of you are going to die.
You know something? I have no idea what was going on. And I don't care because you had the president roll out something that in March 2020, I was sure was going to harm and kill millions of Americans. And he either has two reasons for doing it. He's incompetent. Or he is breaking the law. Which do you want? I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't say. But I know what I knew, and I know what I hold him responsible to know, and I know what he did. And I know what I would have done. I would never, you know, I would have taken a bullet in the head before I would implement a culling of the American population.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we have to lay some blame squarely at Biden's. You have vaxxer job and mandates and forcing this shit, which Trump wouldn't have done. That's what he says anyway.
Right, and let's back up because,
pure evil.
We're not talking about, we're talking around in a box where there are no solutions. And we have to go to where we can get power and implement real solutions.
I know
so just remember, I just want to make this clear. In October 2019, when everybody in America was being entertained by the teenage sex life of the Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh, the House, the Senate, and the White House, Democrat and Republican, both sides of the aisle, got together and approved Statement 56 of the Federal Accounting Advisory or Standards Advisory Board, which said that they could keep secret books. That was everybody together. Okay, so there is no right versus left. There is no Trump versus Biden.
There we go.
There is a machine in control of a spending machine that is financed with our taxes and debt borrowed in our name that is being sold into our pension funds and into our retirement accounts. There is that machine, and that machine, to keep balancing the books, is implementing a depopulation plan. That is the reality that has to be faced, and changing the president won't matter.
And that, my friends, was Catherine Austin Fitz. When I told you she was an original gangster, one truth bomb after another. Poor Greg Hunter didn't know what hit him. You saw the traditional pivot back to, but Biden, but Biden, but Biden, right? These are MAGA tears flowing right now when the truth is laid down over and over and over. And this is why no one in conservative media will have people like me or Catherine Austin Fitz or Sasha Latapova, people who will expose the two-party political fraud and the rigged game that is, they're all in on it, right? And so this is why I say that was the shot across the bow. That was about 3 weeks ago. And Catherine Austin Fitz just hammered one thing after another. What was the theme of her sentiment? Trump is either stupid or complicit. There are only two options and neither is good. Right? Stupid enough to get rolled, to get played by Anthony Fauci and Birx and his own cabinet, right? Or totally complicit, where he knows what's going on. He's made his decision. He doesn't care. He's playing the game because of whatever benefit he perceives he's going to get. I don't know what he thought. You know, a lot of people were speculating that he was told that he would go down in history, win the Nobel Prize for the vaccine that cured the pandemic. If he fell for that, well, then he is not fit for office. And if he knew about that, well, then he's really not fit for office. That was the core of the sentiment, Catherine Austin Fitz. And she's absolutely, positively right. Bookmark that video, save it for posterity, because that was the video exchange. And here she is on with Greg Hunter. And it is interesting to see how MAGA glitches, right? Can you see the glitch? So she's laying down the truth bombs, and here he is, but Biden, Bidenomics, Bidenflation, everything. It's a formula. It's a formula that they use, that they deploy to keep you from acknowledging the truth. And we all need to wake up. Reese is on the live chat right now. Everyone needs to smash the like button right now to drown out the MAGAs thumbing down this show. We need more media to say the hard truths like Shannon. Yes, we have deployed the MAGA trolls and bots. And there's a truth about trolls and bots. And I'll just tell you this right now. Regular people, normal people, don't have trolls and bots that work on their behalf on platforms like Rumble and Twitter. Typically, it's only government operations that have thousands upon thousands of trolls and bots that will come and descend on a platform and try to distract from the truth that is being laid out. So, Reese, thank you so much. Everyone right now, comment, give us a like, subscribe to The Shannon Joy Show. Make sure you follow The Shannon Joy Show if you want truth like this every day. We are closing in on Con Inc. We are getting closer and closer to forcing them to talk about the things that the American people want to talk about. The consultants, the partisans, the Republicans, and the Democrats, everyone who said that Americans were over the single worst lockdown suppression of humanity and liberty in human history, okay? And the rollout of the kill shot, the clot shot, and the mass casualty event that we are in the midst of right now. Anyone who tells you that the American people don't care about that anymore, omit them from your follow list or your list of trusted sources, because they're totally wrong. They're totally wrong. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. So to my point, Catherine, we are almost at 2,000 viewers live right now on the Rumble chat, which is absolutely, absolutely amazing. Thank you guys so much. And we're edging very close to 1,000 or more on Twitter. So guys, smash the like button, give us a thumbs up and a comment that helps us with the algorithms. Studio 8424, Shannon, when you take flack, you are over the target. Thank you guys so much. Fly MacGyver is new on the live chat. The Lord bless and keep you all. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Oh, here's a typical Trump MAGA trope right here. So what are you going to do about it? Vote for Biden, right? Vote for Robert Kennedy, a full Democrat, except for his stance on vaccines. That's just one cat, one dog. Sorry, that's just a dumb take. It's just a dumb take. And they always do that. They always try to push you in to the binary choice. They always try to push you in. It doesn't matter if this violates every tenet of your principles and your morals. Doesn't matter. You have to eat the crap. You have to take the crap, bend the knee, and once again, vote for the lesser of two evils, which I told you on my show for years. Voting for the lesser of two evils for a long enough time results in just plain evil. So we either continue to do this or we toss the game board and we call shenaniganizing. And I declare shenanigans on this whole thing. I declare shenanigans on this ridiculous, and it's obvious at this point. Trump's speeches are kind of a joke. I don't know how anyone of any substance or with a brain in their head can listen to a speech, a MAGA speech from Trump, and come away thinking, wow, that was like really great on policy. That was inspiring. No, he gets up there, the music plays, and he's just insane. I just don't even understand it. Well, I do understand it. He's being shoved at us by conservative media. That's the problem. That is the problem. So Standing Red is with us too as well. You guys are amazing. Yeah, we're officially, we hit 2,027 viewers on Rumble. That's an all-time high. That is a record for the Shannon Joy Show. So let's like take advantage of this opportunity. If you're watching right now and you like this coverage and you like this content, please, please, please follow the Shannon Joy Show right now. Smash the thumbs up button, not the thumbs down button, because all the Trump MAGA bots and trolls are in here trying to take over the discussion, and we're not going to let them. So don't worry about that. You guys are amazing. Zen Woman is with us. Yes, Shannon, 2000. Yeah, we're almost at 1,000 on Twitter as well. 1,000 live viewers, which is actually pretty legitimate, guys, for being completely independent, completely self-produced. I do all of this from my modest home here in upstate New York. And yeah, thank you, Jesus. That is absolutely amazing. Oh, Winford Frank is with us. Hello, late again. Winford, you're late to the show. What are you thinking? That is not okay. That's okay. I'm always late to my own show. Show is supposed to start at 11 a.m. Eastern time. I'm late pretty much every day. So yeah, we'll give you a pass, Winford Frank. You're good. You're good. Okay. So let's go. Well, let's go to break. Let's go to break very quickly. And we come back, we're going to play my video. So then after Catherine Austin Fitz, so I got to give her credit for inspiring me. And then I went on Steve Days, and then Paul Alexander went on Steve Days, and then everyone revolted against Ben Shapiro. And now everyone's revolting against Clay and Buck, because these guys are doing the typical MAGA Trump trope. And it's just really beautiful to watch. So when we come back, we're going to play my viral video that everyone really appreciated on Steve Dace, and then we'll play Paul Alexander. This is stuff you will never hear on conservative media, ever, 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 ever. They will not play this. And so you guys are going to get a completely fresh perspective and a completely different paradigm on the show every day that we view the election through. And so you might like it, you might hate it, but it is completely genuine. These are my real thoughts and feelings and ideas about things. Not controlled at all. I don't have any producers trying to write the script and tell me what to say. And believe me, I've had producers who wanted to write the scripts, and they really wanted me to like get up and just read what they wrote for me. And of course, it was totally MAGA. So I had to offload them. That's why I'm self-producing, but that's another story. I value freedom more than anything. I value freedom more than money, more than fame, more than power. I love freedom. I do this because I have three children and they must have liberty, period. I have three children, they must have liberty. And that's why I've done this for 10 years. It's why I will continue to do this. And yeah, I make a living off this, but not that much. It's not that lucrative, believe me, to come out here and, you know, tell the truth as best I can from my perspective every day. But we try to do it. So let's go to break. Shannon's firecracker has lit today. When I wear the gangster beanie, you know I'm about to throw down. It is, I feel like maybe this is like my power beanie. Like I feel like tough when I put my beanie on. But yeah, sometimes it just all builds up and I just got to let it loose. And you guys are amazing. You allow me to do that every day and it's very cool. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to have my appearance on the Steve Dace Show, following up on what Catherine Austin Fitz said on Greg Hunter. And then we'll feature Paul Alexander also on the Steve Dace Show. And huge thanks to Steve Dace over at the Steve Dace Show for platforming dissident voices. Contrarian voices. Don't give him any flack. Do not get it twisted. Steve Dace is among the best. Follow his show, support him. He is one of my absolute favorites, bar none. We've been friends for almost 10 years, and he has platformed my show when he never had to. Okay. Much bigger than me. I appreciate the platform that he gives me. But I'm not supporting him just because of that. It's because he's one of the best. So don't get it twisted. We'll be back in a moment right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
New details tonight on the 1963 assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The alleged assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, was involved in a CIA operation 3 months before the assassination.
This project was said to be a covert CIA operation that was developing a top-secret vaccine and or a biological weapon.
What they're doing is they're trying to kill Castro.
I'm just a patsy.
In 1963, the world was a powder keg ready to explode. with the CIA holding a match to fuses on every continent. From Vietnam to Cuba, clandestine operations were being waged to preserve a fascist New World Order, which emerged from the ashes of the Third Reich. Assassination teams within the CIA had their eyes on two sitting heads of state. Fidel, a few years earlier, had survived an agency-led coup d'etat. The other head of state, President John F. Kennedy, had scuttled that attempted overthrow and pledged to dismantle the agency, which was already planning his demise. U.S. soil was no longer sacred nor safe from the murderous reach of the CIA, which now reached ambitiously into the heartland of America and into the bayous of New Orleans.
Not me, however, I'm a communist.
A young girl found herself caught up in a clandestine covert operation to eliminate Fidel Castro. This wouldn't be a shot heard around the world, but rather a silent shot of super cancer-causing poison derived from a monkey simian virus called SV40. A team of fascists hell-bent on defeating communism, directed by the CIA, was formed in New Orleans. This den of vipers included the head of the National Cancer Society, the FBI's former head agent in mafia-controlled Chicago, and a paramilitary instructor who would bring in a double agent named Lee Harvey Oswald. This tale has everything from murder, espionage, a tragic love story, to bioweapons and the genesis of gain-of-function research. At the end of this, we'll have one dead doctor, multiple dead agents, and a dead president. I'm Shannon Joy. Stay tuned as I take you through the full story. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. Yes, you can grab the full story kill shot if you scroll down just a little bit on the Shannon Joy Show channel on Rumble. That was my very first ever mini documentary. It is an unbelievable story, And you heard Catherine Austin Fitz mention in her exchange with Greg Hunter that I played in the last segment. She mentioned 1963. She mentioned the assassination of JFK. And many people point to that summer as being the moment that our democracy, our representative democracy, our constitutional republic was seized by, you know, dark forces, clandestine operations, the bureaucracy, the deep state, whatever you want to call it. And I think a lot of people just acknowledge that now as just, I mean, this is what's going on. And so we definitely need to fight back against that. And the way to do it is to have a revolution, a little revolution. It's happening right now. It started with the 25% of Americans who refused to get the COVID-19 vaccine. That was supposed to be 1%, and they were supposed to completely suppress us. That didn't happen. The medical freedom movement fought back so valiantly during that time that we were able to convince a full quarter of Americans to refuse to get COVID-19 vaccinated. And that's the official number. I think there are probably many, many more tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, that did not get the vaccine. That was the beginning of the revolution. The revolution is not violent. It is not through violence or guns or tanks or anything like that. It is simply non-compliance. That is the revolution. Refusing to buy the products they want us to buy, refusing to consume the media they want us to consume, refusing to live in fear or allowing fear to allow them to gain power and expand their power and scope. It is refusal to comply with unjust laws and unjust executive orders. It's a refusal to play the political game and make a lesser of two evils choices over and over and over again. That is the revolution. And this is why I'm quite okay with anyone voting for whoever they want to in 2024, because I think this presidential election is likely the least important ever in the history of the country. I think the revolution is way, way, way more important. This is why we have to protect the medical freedom movement. All right, you guys are amazing. Yeah, we've got some people are very confused about the commentary on my show right now, because if you live in conservative world, you are only getting one perspective, one paradigm every single day from every talker, every broadcaster. Everything is seen through the Trump prism. And you saw Greg Hunter, the MAGA glitch, when faced with truth. So yeah, when people get a taste of me, they're very confused at first, right? Well, if you don't love Trump, then how can you love America? How can you love freedom? Well, yeah, I look at things quite differently. And by the way, I've been reporting on Trump. I started reporting on Trump in 2015 when he came down the elevator, did my deep dive and followed him and reported on every piece of legislation that was passed that he signed from 2016 until 2020, did deep dives on everything from the First Step Act, which was massive criminal justice reform. They released tens of thousands of hardened criminals, gangsters, murderers, rapists, you name it. Kim Kardashian was behind it. Also George Soros, and that was signed by President Trump. So everything from the First Step Act to the red flag laws, the seizure of guns. Remember Trump famously saying, take the guns first, due process second, right? The Fourth Amendment or the Second Amendment, don't really care about that. And, you know, every single spending bill that funded every single deep state swampy bureaucracy and government program that conservatives continually raged against, he signed. Planned Parenthood was fully funded for the full 4 years of the Trump presidency. So you name it, we reported on it. I know this movement and conservative media movement inside and out. And I have been reporting from a truth perspective since then. And so, yeah, this is not my first rodeo. I know these players, and there's a pattern here. We do this every 4 years. They say the same things. We argue about the same things, and it's off to the races. And then we get more of the same. So again, Groundhog Day political hell. We don't want to do that. Let's go to the second video of the day. Catherine Austin Fitz did inspire me and on the Steve Dace Friday show. And I'm going to play that again because that did go viral and people really responded to this interaction that I had between, it was between me and Steve Dace. And then right after that, we'll play Paul Alexander because he gave one of the most scathing takedowns of Trump as the candidate that I've ever witnessed. And we're going to hit that as well. Again, you'll never see this on any other conservative media outlets because they want to shield you from the truth. They want to cash the checks. But we're not going to play that game in 2024, at least if I have anything to say about it. And I have a lot to say about it now, and no one can tell me what to say because I'm totally independent and self-produced, which is super fun. All right. You can be a gangster when you're independent and self-produced. By the way, I can't do it without you guys. So make sure you support the show right here on Rumble by subscribing to The Shannon Joy Show. You can do a monthly contribution, which I absolutely appreciate. You can also go to theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com. And Reese wants to get the merch going. We want a freedom. You guys want freedom gangster beanies, I saw. So the beanie, it gives you the power to speak truth to power. And so, yeah, I agree. We should do some freedom gangster beanies. That is awesome. And we can do that. I'm actually rolling out. If you guys go to theshannonjoy.com, it's a pretty janky website right now. I built it like, I didn't build it, but I had it built like 7 or 8 years ago. It's really old. It does not look good. We're redoing the whole thing. We are rebuilding it from the bottom up. It's going to be amazing. And so we are rolling that out in just a couple weeks. It's taken longer than I thought, but that's okay. It's going to be amazing. And there will, you know, one of the things I'm envisioning for the redone website will be definitely an opportunity for a little bit of merchandise, nothing crazy. But I think the beanies, I mean, it's kind of a signature thing for me, I guess. So I'm totally cool with that. And Freedom Gangster, I think, is awesome. MAGA Tears Mug. Okay. Yeah. Vidana. Yeah, you did it. MAGA Tears. They're going to be shedding a lot of MAGA Tears this year because it's not working. People are revolting. They don't want the false choices. And this was my sentiment on the Steve Dace show. So I'm going to play that now. Then we're going to go to Paul Alexander. Then we're going to come back, get your comments on the live chat, and continue the show right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Here we go.
Because a handful of guys are convinced that their pensions might be on the line. If we shut down the government, they might lose their elections. They're more important than you. Frankly, Donald Trump's not even asking them to defund Jack Smith, which just blows my mind. That absolutely blows my mind. Donald Trump's not even saying defund this. Don't let him do this. He's not even saying it. But here's the thing. And this is, again, the trap. If we let these other people win, more people are going to go to jail, like Catherine Herridge and our colleague Steve Baker are doing today, like pro-life protesters did. These are tangible, real-world results we cannot ignore. Can we ignore this?
No.
I've got 57 problems with Donald Trump. Would his Department of Justice have our colleague Steve Baker doing a perp walk today?
Hope not.
Probably not. And so we will all rush out. It probably won't matter anyway. They probably won't win because the Democrats have an impenetrable turnout operation, we'll call it. So we will hold our noses, mask up politically.
We shouldn't.
And do it all over again. And it won't work anyway. It probably won't work anyway.
Okay. It won't work.
But we feel like we have to because we can't afford the short-term consequences of this infection. So we'll just take another booster. We'll take another GOP booster. Take another one.
Trump's not going to help anyone. I don't know why anyone would think that Trump would do anything. Trump had the opportunity to pardon J6 prisoners, and he never did it. Trump did not lift a finger for J6 prisoners. Trump did nothing for them after they were arrested on his behalf at Capitol Hill. So to think that he would do anything is crazy.
I tend to agree with you. The argument against that is, well, now that he's in the crosshairs, you know,
this whole thing is
an irrelevant argument anyway, because it probably none of this will matter 249 days from now because
there's a lot you can do in 249 days besides obsessing over Trump. There's a lot conservative media could do over the next.
They could.
Over the next 249
they won't.
Days
they won't
to
though.
Really make changes rather than letting him drive everything, the agenda, the conversation, everything. Sorry, I'm just saying.
No, well, I've said it many times myself, but it won't happen. So we're just.
Well, they should start.
You're
they
urinating
start.
Into wind, but I'm feeling you.
They see the writing right up on right-wing news media platforms. They better understand in the bigger platforms, Fox News, you know, Daily Wire, that they are completely separated from the American people right now. They are talking about nothing that is important to the American people. There was an incredibly important hearing that happened after CPAC on Monday of this week that no one covered, no one cared about. And they didn't cover medical freedom at CPAC because Donald Trump is the nominee and the leader of the party. And you cannot talk about 1.5 million injured people from the COVID vaccines. Can't talk about V-safe data. Can't talk about anything that matters to the American people in conservative media because Trump dominates everything because they think that they're going to get money from this. That somehow he's going to deliver for them and sell the sneakers and sell the shoes and all of that BS. And that's why people aren't going back because they're not talking about the things people want to hear about anymore. They're talking about Trump ad nauseum, and he's betrayed us and them over and over and over. I can't believe we're still giving this guy oxygen. I'm sorry. It's a joke. It is a joke. That was me on Steve Dace just 2 weeks ago on Friday. And yes, inspired by Catherine Austin Fitz. It's a joke. It's a joke. And let me tell you, Steve said, you heard him, you know, you're pissing in the wind, right? If you want conservative media to tell their audiences the truth, you're pissing in the wind. They're never going to do it. It's not going to happen. And he's right. It won't happen if we don't push back against them. But if we do push back against them and we toss the board and we don't buy their merchandise and we don't consume their products and we don't consume their media, if we turn them off, they will be forced to acknowledge the things that we want them to discuss. And that's the mission. Right? You got to speak up. And this is what people have done on Twitter, which we're going to get to some really great Twitter responses from Josh Power and Ron DeSwanson, evidence of massive pushback within the conservative movement against their refusal to acknowledge the truth about what is happening today. So I really appreciated that interaction with Steve Dace. He had Paul Alexander on the next week, and Paul just picked up the baton and went to the races again. I'm going to play this video now. This was the Dace Group last week, After this, an incredible debate ensued on the Steve Dace Show. Again, we're very thankful that he platforms us. Paul Alexander just lays it out on why it would be better. Ready for this? It would be better to have a Biden presidency for the conservative movement, the liberty movement, and the medical freedom movement than it would to have Trump. Unbelievable. This is what Paul Alexander had to say on the Steve Dace Show.
Paul, as the guest, you go first. The most disgusting and revolting thing you just witnessed was what?
Well, you said at the top of the hour that I was backed by popular demand. I think this might be the last time that happens. But, you know, I actually want to make a more macro commentary on these montages. So I've got a really bold take for you this week, Steve. I genuinely believe Joe Biden getting reelected will actually be better for the long-term health of the conservative movement than if Trump wins this November. And I did say the conservative movement and not MAGA because I do believe they are different. But I have been thinking about what issues are most often featured in these montages and whether it's introducing children to transgenderism and critical race theory or the fallout from COVID and the lack of accountability for big pharma or the declining influence and credibility of the church in America. All of these things either took their initial foothold or dramatically accelerated because Trump has provided the most effective smokescreen imaginable for the excesses of the far left. And to me, it's laughable when I hear his supporters claiming he's exposing all of this and Americans are finally waking up because in reality, he created the diversion that allowed this to flourish in the first place. And I know his supporters like to be dismissive and reduce his detractors to people just complaining about mean tweets, but if you step back and honestly assess the situation, his complete lack of impulse control, messaging discipline, and any actual knowledge of how the mechanics of government work, he was the best thing that could ever happen for the far left. Aside from the Paul Ryan tax reform, nearly everything he accomplished domestically that was seen as a conservative victory was done through executive action, and it was immediately overturned as soon as Biden took office. He was constantly distracted and consumed with petty grievances, lashing out, settling scores, creating controversies, and because of this, his crude and vulgar style for the apolitical, the suburban moderates, the politically disengaged, anything seen as opposition to him was immediately given some benefit of the doubt, or even seen as being righteous. When he attempted to act on culture war issues, the transgender military ban or the Muslim ban, both of which, for the record, I disagreed with, but when he attempted to do these things, he was so grossly underprepared and ill-advised to actually execute on them that they immediately fell apart. And because this isn't a Ron DeSantis who is well-studied and thoughtful in how he carries out a plan, it's just impulsive, half-baked, haphazard nonsense that goes nowhere and creates sympathy for his opposition. And there is such a culture of cowardice among the rank and file GOP who are just terrified of him and desperate for his endorsement that basic principles of conservatism don't even matter anymore. Spending, the debt, entitlement reform, Trump wants to ignore them, so we'll ignore them. He wants to throw pro-lifers under the bus and blame them for the midterm losses of stellar candidates like Mehmet Oz and Herschel Walker. I guess that's fine too. His movement will never be called to galvanize and hold Big Pharma accountable because Trump says Operation Warp Speed was one of his greatest accomplishments. And we cannot threaten Trump's fragile ego, Steve. And why would the church, which many rightly or wrongly see as a conservative institution, remain credible in terms of its moral leadership when the conservative cultural movement is led by a man who is a known pathological liar, who cheats on his wife with porn stars and claims he has never asked God for forgiveness? How can conservatism thrive under those conditions, Steve? So I really do think the longer Trump remains the leader of this movement, the easier it will remain for you, what you call the cultural rot, to continue unopposed. And I do think Biden winning re-election will force conservatives to finally turn the page on Trump and hopefully rediscover some actual principles rather than just this unwavering allegiance to a man who believes in nothing other than himself.
Well, that was just some cold, hard truth right there from Paul Alexander, who happens to be a Democrat. He's the one registered Democrat that Steve Dace does have on his show. Unbelievable that the best analysis, the most truthful analysis that was delivered on conservative media came from a Democrat. Everything he said was absolutely truth. truthful. Trump is a complete distraction. He is the worst of all worlds, right? He's completely undisciplined. He cannot stay on message. He doesn't even further conservative messages. We saw this with his tweet underscoring how proud he is of his vaccine during the Biden State of the Union address. He grabs all of the attention. He's completely polarizing. He's a lightning rod, and he gets absolutely nothing done. Zero discernible policy outcome. This is why we're talking about illegal immigration today in the year 2024 as we move into a presidential election. There's a reason that illegals are pouring over the border, and that is because Trump, during his tenure in the presidency, never secured it. There is no wall. Mexico didn't pay for it. It was never really secured. It was all the razzle dazzle. So Paul Alexander nails it there with Steve Dace. That is the trifecta of the pushback against conservative media for shoving Trump down our throats in 2024. And I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going to the live chat right now. So we have Ann Wilson, who is on the live chat. Again, Shannon is a fake conservative, says Ann Wilson. She hangs out with lefties. They're all rich and think they're going to survive a crashed economy while the rest of us starve. Do not listen. Well, yeah, and just not the case. I hang out with primarily all conservatives, even though I wouldn't consider myself a conservative. I would consider myself a liberty-loving, Constitution-loving, Declaration of Independence-loving, truth-loving individual, maybe a classical conservative or classical liberty or liberal. I just look at the truth regarding what is happening right now, and that's basically what it is. No, I'm not rich, not at all. I wish I were. I think I'm going to survive a crashed economy. No, don't think I'm going to survive a crashed economy, at least not with my shirt on. I would like to put my kids through college and offer them up a future. That's why I come on the show every day with all of you. So yeah, wrong on all of it. What I'm trying to do is warn and alert and wake up enough people to realize they're getting screwed. You've been had. You've been conned. Trump's making you a chump, okay? You've been lied to over and over. It's all a game. It's not real. It's rigged. It's fake. And they are laughing all the way to the bank. Amazing that Trump supporters will come on this venue and accuse me of being rich while they are all twisting themselves, their principles, their morals, everything they believe in, into pretzels and sending their money to a freaking billionaire who is laughing all the way to the bank. By the way, he's laughing at you, okay? He's laughing at all of you. This is a shtick. He's a reality TV star. He's getting his payout. He has bought in hook, line, and sinker. And that's just the way it is. And I'm sorry that you've all fallen for it, but there's nothing I can do about that. Reese says, Ann Wilson, you sound triggered. Do you need a Kleenex? I think that Ann needs a new MAGA Tears mug that we're going to feature on the Shannon Joy Show. We're going to have two things. We're going to have a MAGA Tears mug, and we are going to have Truth Gangster Beanies or Freedom Gangster Beanies. That's going to be it. That's all you get in the Shannon Joy merch store because I don't have time to get anything else. You guys go to the QAnon accusations because you don't have legitimate arguments. That's all we have, Ann Wilson. Just facts, which don't care about your feelings. Thank you, Ben Shapiro, even though he's wrapped into Con Inc. All we have are facts and realities, data upon data. It's overwhelming how disastrous the COVID-19 lockdowns were. And also, Reese says I'm a liberty conservative. Yeah, I would be a liberty-leaning conservative. I don't love labels, to be honest. I mean, we all like to label each other and everybody likes to be in a group and label themselves. But I just believe in the truth and I love liberty. I do. If there's anything I fear in my life, this is an absolute truth. It's a cage. it's, you know, the money doesn't really matter so much to me, and power and fame and all that stuff. I just want to be free. And I think a lot of you, I don't know, maybe it's something that's built into you just to love liberty and want everyone to have liberty. Because when you do, when you have freedom, it allows you to be truly yourself, who you're meant to be, who God built you to be, and achieve what he meant for you to do on this planet. And, you know, that it's, you know, my belief and my love for liberty is completely wrapped up in my biblical faith and my faith in Jesus. So you cannot separate my faith in Christ from my belief systems and my thoughts about liberty and freedom. They are all wrapped up together. And I have always said, if God could create humanity and give us the choice as to whether to love him or hate him, whether to worship him or reject him, if God Almighty, the creator of the universe, could give little peons like us a choice in this life as to whether or not to follow him, then by all means, our best government systems or societal systems probably will be resting on that basic core tenet and philosophy of freedom. So that's what underscores everything I do. Everything I do. And so, Ann Wilson, that's who I am. It's really not that complicated. To stop MAGA, vote Biden, in my opinion. Yeah, MAGA is bad, bad, bad. I would say borderline demonic. And it's very, very bad. Not good people. Not good people, terrible, terrible people doing terrible things. They bought into the system. And yeah, we really need to stop them. And so, yeah, I see MAGA, Trump, that movement as much of a threat to humanity. And we saw that in 2020, okay? The worst thing that ever happened to any of us in our lives, bar none, period, happened under Trump. He did it to us, along with Republicans on Capitol Hill, along with the bureaucracy and the military and Burks and Fauci. They did it to us. So you cannot separate them. That's where I am, and I'm not moving. All right, guys, we will be back in a minute. We're going to read some of the responses. I mentioned I was going to feature Rhonda Swanson and Josh Power responding to those in Con Inc. who are trying to push everyone into the false choice paradigm of Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. We're going to reject that, again, toss the board, and finish out the show with your comments when we come back on the Shannon Joy Show. We are, we're about, 10, 15 minutes away from ending the show, but this has been a fun one. And yes, if we get to, I would like to get to the Libs of TikTok story, because I think that's the backlash. I think because they're losing control of the narrative, this is why MAGA is tragically deploying Chaya Raichik, who is Libs of TikTok, with a pretty nasty attack on DeSantis. She lied about his administration. This girl never gets involved in politics. Libs of TikTok is in and of itself a brand and a product. She has always said she stays out of politics. She doesn't say anything, but she went to Mar-a-Lago a little while ago, last weekend or the weekend before. All of a sudden, she's coming out guns a-blazing against Ron DeSantis. Very strange. And so we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back and wrap up the week here on the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, everyone. If you are anything like me, you live your life on your phone. Working, banking, shopping, connecting with friends and family, but in the digital shadows are rogue apps watching your every move, collecting that data. And in the silence are spies listening to your private conversations. Feeling paranoid? Well, me too. And you're not alone. With Kinecta Mobile, peace of mind is one tap away. Leveraging military-grade encryption, Kinecta shields your data, ensuring your conversations and information stay private. Build a fortress around your digital life starting at just $35 a month. You'll get an encrypted device, data and conversations, no data tracking, and a free secure phone with trade-in. Do not compromise on privacy. Take control with Kinecta. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Now is the time for peace of mind, and you can get it with Kinecta. And we are so thankful for our partners over at Kinecta Mobile. It is an amazing company, and they are providing a very, very, very necessary service. You got a little spy in your pocket every single day, sucking up all your data and using it against you in a lot of ways if you are contracting with any of the big cellular companies. Kinecta Mobile will give you complete security, complete privacy, 100%. So go to phone123.com/joy. That's phone123.com/joy. So very quick on the live chat says, I'm not hearing much in terms of a solution. Lots of Trump bashing, but what's the solution? Well, on this show every day, we talk about myriad solutions very quick. Today, we're talking about the truth about Trump. I think that MAGA and the Trump movement makes it so that we can't get to solutions or nice things. And so in order to get a population that is not completely gaslit and lied to and manipulated and fear-mongered every single day, we have to basically take MAGA and that whole movement out of the picture. So that starts first, then, you know, or that's part of it. I've talked very often about local bottom-up resistance, local organization, refusal to comply, peaceful noncompliance, building your organizations. We can attack this system legally. We can attack it politically through bottom-up elections at the state house, state legislature, local elections, your zoning board, your county board, your school board, you name it. We can use legal weapons as well. We can file lawsuits at the federal level, the state level. We know people are doing that. Our good friends over at I Can Decide, Aaron Siri, Del Bigtree. There are a massive number of lawsuits challenging everything that went down during the lockdowns, the legal liability protection that is enjoyed by the pharmaceutical corporations. I mean, you name it. I am involved in every solution-oriented group that is in existence in the United States of America. The one thing I'm not involved in is this fake ass political election season. That's what I'm not involved in. And the reason we can't have solutions or nice things is because too many Americans are still mind numbed by the fake two-party paradigm and political system. So only when we exit from that can we have nice things very quick. So we talk about solutions every day on the Shannon Joy Show. And I put my money where my mouth is. So you will see me at school board meetings. You will see me organizing groups. I've planted grassroots conservative organizations and liberty organizations all over New York State. I'm involved with them. I show up at protests. I show up at hearings. I show up at the courthouse. That's a whole part of my life. And I do that because I don't want to be a hypocrite and come on the air every day and tell you guys what I think the solution is and then not do it myself. Unlike so many other conservative talkers who get out there and the only solution they'll ever give you is Donald Trump. Okay. Everything that is bad in the world is Biden's fault, but there is one solution that happens on one day in a rigged election, by the way. They all tell you how rigged it is. The most important election of your lifetime. And we want you fearful, angry, on pins and needles every single day leading up to that election, doing nothing but hoping and praying that Donald Trump is elected. And even if he is, then you have to hope and pray that he actually does what he says he's going to do. It's a joke. It's a joke. That's a very stressful and anxiety-ridden way to live your life. And I don't live my life that way. I prefer to have agency and franchise. And I try to give that to my audience as well. There are 1,000 solutions, okay? There are so many solutions out there, but we don't talk about them because conservative media is cashing the checks on Trump and MAGA, okay? So Danny Wilson, this is a crybaby's rant. Well, I'm not crying at all, Danny Wilson. I'm very, very unfearful and peaceful. I sleep like a baby at night. And yeah, no crying here on the Shannon Joy Show. But we will make sure that you can get your MAGA tears mug on theshannonjoy.com. That's definitely happening. Studio 8424, yes, and dignity. All right, let's go to these responses. This is why I think that conservatives are completely rejecting and revolting against the forcing of Trump down our throats. Okay. So this was from Josh Power, and this was fire. All right. Clay of Clay and Buck, I think it's Clay Travis, ex, I don't know, baseball player, or I don't know what he did before he joined Buck, who is like ex-CIA or something. Anyway, these two jamokes take over Rush Limbaugh's spot on all of the big platformed radio stations and AM talk radio at noon every day. Completely boring, in my opinion. I mean, I'm sure they're nice fellows, but not very interesting, in my opinion. And again, they just accept the paradigm of the most important election of the year, Trump versus Biden. There's nothing you can do until you go and vote, blah, 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 blah. Every once in a while, they get it right on medical freedom and vaccines, but then they omit that discussion when it actually matters. So when it came to actually having a choice and being able to elect someone like DeSantis to be our candidate, well, they were super quiet and did the whole Trump train. Trump is inevitable. And, you know, they'd be like, oh yeah, DeSantis is so great, but he doesn't have a chance, right? So they just play into everything. Well, now they're pivoting, right? Because they achieved their objective of paving the way for Trump and handing him the primary on a silver platter. And now they're going into shaming, right? Shaming their audiences and voters. Anyone who decides to maybe look at RFK Jr., maybe write in a third candidate, or maybe just not vote at all, well, they need to be completely shot down and shamed. And Clay basically went down that route. This was the response from Josh Power, which was, I mean, it was vicious. And I'm going to read it right now for you. I wish he would have done a video because then I would have played it for you. Josh Power actually does some pretty good videos from time to time. Anyway, yeah, but Clay is saying, well, it's because you didn't get what you wanted and you guys are sore losers. All you DeSantards don't want to, you know, admit you didn't get your guy and you're lame. You're a crybaby. All of the typical insults that MAGA people throw at us every day, he threw at his audience, which is pretty gross. Anyway, you guys know my position. You can vote for whoever you want to. If you want to vote for Trump, go for it. Want to vote for Biden? Go for it. I don't really care. I'm not going to shame someone for voting in a way that I don't agree with. And that's just my position. Not Clay of Clay and Buck. No. Clay said basically that you are destroying the country. You are paving the way for Biden, blah, blah, blah. So this is what Josh Power said. Clay, it's not about didn't get exactly what you wanted in the primary. Trump called to terminate the Constitution and try to overturn the election. He said there was fraud so massive and serious that it allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, articles, even those found in the Constitution. Okay, so Donald Trump wanted to light a fire to our Constitution even more than he did during 2020, okay? He did this despite his own team telling him there was no such fraud in this magnitude. In fact, Steve Bannon is on tape days before the election saying that Trump's election night strategy was going to be to say the election was stolen and to direct the counting to be stopped. That was planned ahead of time. I'll put the video in the comments, and he does, okay? Everyone knew he had lost the election, and they decided to pursue a strategy of saying that this election was stolen, even though they didn't have any proof of it. And have you been keeping up with the updates on the fake elector plot that Trump used to overturn the 2020 election? That was flat out seditious. The former chairman of the Wisconsin GOP, so a strong former Trump ally, spoke at length about it in interviews a few weeks ago. Did you see it? Add in record debt, blow out the deficit, deporting fewer illegals than Obama, elevating Fauci and making him dictator, the lockdowns, failing to stop the commies from burning our cities down for months during the lockdown, rolling out the clot shots a few months after only a few months of safety trials, and still to this day saying it's great, even cures cancer. What the heck, man? Asks Josh Power. A lot of people that are conservative have serious concerns about this guy, Trump, but don't want to vote Biden. Some are looking at RFK because at least we'll have a chance at a COVID reckoning, and some just aren't voting at all. It's not a temper tantrum. It's the fact that Trump is a trash candidate and unworthy of office. Link to the interview with the former chairman of the Wisconsin GOP saying that Team Trump lied and tricked them into the fake elector plot. This is Josh Power. He has all of the receipts on his post. You can click on it and look at it. If you're MAGA, you probably won't, because right now you're glitching, right? You're going into the but Biden, most important election of our cycle, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Denny Wilson, in all caps, is very, I've triggered the MAGA guys. Let's get the MAGA tears mugs out, because they're very upset with what I have to say. The truth is really, really upsetting. Really upsetting to MAGA. Okay. And I'm not talking about people who are going to vote for Trump. There are plenty of people out there who are going to vote for Trump. They're doing the lesser of two evils. I totally respect it. Well, no, I don't respect it, but I understand it. You do you. That's fine. Okay. MAGA is totally different. The cult is completely different than Republicans and conservatives who are going to hold their nose and vote for Trump. So that was Josh Power. This one, though, was even more intense. And this speaks to how angry people are and how frustrated people are about the false choice that we need to make in 2024. And yeah, we do have a lot of MAGA people on the live chat right now. You guys are very, very mad. Don't worry, to all of my regular live chatters, these trolls will pop in for one show and they'll never come back. They never do. And yeah, they're saying that we're losing viewers, because I believe me, I normally get about 250 live viewers on Rumble per show. That's the average, but we grow every single week, and a little over 1,000 live viewers on Twitter. And so, yeah, we're busting that out today. So we're not losing viewers. I think what happened was something triggered MAGA. All the trolls dumped in on this particular show right here on Rumble. All the trolls dumped in and they came in and started chatting. And now they're, you know, they're calling me, what is it? Oh, of course, I have Trump derangement, syndrome, blah, blah, blah. It just doesn't work anymore. Does not work. Not into it. Okay. Yeah, a lot of these are fake. They're fake trolls. These are not real people. They're probably in a basement somewhere in their underwear getting paid, you know, $20 an hour to go and find people who are critical of Trump, because God forbid that you penetrate his very, 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 very fragile ego, right? And this is, you know, the MAGA movement is fragile, okay? It is built upon lie after lie. And as they're losing conservative support, as principled conservatives are leaving the movement, maybe voting for Trump or saying they're voting for Trump, but not passionate, they're depending on the worst grifters you can ever imagine, like the Dilly meme team and Andrew Tate and Tim Pool and Bruce Jenner and Laura Loomer. And these are just whack jobs. Okay. So that has become the MAGA movement. So it's going to collapse. It's built on nothing but fear, intimidation. They are bullies, and it's just not gonna be sustainable. But anyway, this was from, yeah, so Ron DeSwanson. I mean, he didn't pull any punches whatsoever. None whatsoever. Okay. And again, this is when, you know, you can see on the live chat right now here on the Shannon Joy Show on Rumble. You can see that we are really triggering MAGA people, okay? They're very upset about this coverage, the things that I'm saying. And this is because I think that they are losing ground and losing the battle. And it's because people are just refusing to play the game. They're just saying, no, we're going to vote for RFK Jr. or I'm not going to vote, or I'm going to write in. So it's, oh yeah, Russell. Well, yeah, I mean, sorry, I'm looking at the live chat. I'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, Ron DeSwanson, okay? This was his response to some of the MAGA trolls and bots. He thinks a lot of MAGA influencers underestimate, and again, I named them, right? Tim Pool, Brendan Dilly of the Dilly meme team, people like Laura Loomer and Andrew Tate, who is a pimp and a pornographer and an accused and indicted rapist and sex trafficker in Romania. Okay. These are the people that are now the influencers having the most impact among Ron DeSantis crowd, okay? He says, I think a lot of MAGA influencers underestimate the contempt we feel towards them. I'm talking about the people who decided to bend over for Trump last year, the people who lie for him without a moment's hesitation, the people who smear DeSantis and his supporters and then complain when we correct them. We had a candidate with a proven track record of unvarnished success. Florida is the gold standard for conservative governance, where nearly all of our victories for the last 5 years have originated. And you wankers decided to throw away that opportunity to give an 80-year-old failure another chance to screw everything up, said Ron DeSwanson. And then it's real with him, okay? And I'm not saying that this is my sentiment, but this is the sentiment out there, okay? People are mad. This is what he said. I hate you. I hate you more than communists because they truly are stupid and don't know any better. I think you did know better and chose to follow the money or the clicks or the crowd. But deep down, you know DeSantis was far and away the best chance we had at an effective conservative president. Every time Trump farts out another gaffe, every time you spin for him, it makes me despise you more. I want you to lose. I want you to lose elections. I want you to lose money. I want you to lose influence until no one remembers who you are. I want this idiotic rhino MAGA movement to die a quick and painful death this November so that conservatism can have a chance in the future. And that was Ron DeSwanson. That was, I mean, but right? This is not necessarily my sentiment, but this is what I'm seeing out there among conservatives. This is why people are angry. And this is why I think that we might have a chance of throwing the game ward. And Zen women, disrupt, 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 disrupt. That is it, right? And so, right, I can see it in here. Denny Wilson, get Christ in your heart and he will remove your hate. I'm not hateful. Okay, Ron DeSwanson is hateful right now. I mean, Ron DeSwanson is very, very angry. And you can like it or hate it, agree with it or disagree with it, but it is what it is. The Fixmaster, I'm listening to you literally back up the Uniparty. Yep, we got the Trump trolls on here. You guys, you're not gonna get a foothold here for sure. Greg for UKR says, I'm voting for Biden, no apologies. I mean, vote for every, again, as I mentioned at the beginning, this is the least important election of our entire lives because we are choosing between essentially the same candidate. So you can vote for whoever you want as long as we keep organizing from the bottom up, as long as we continue to build the parallel institutions in healthcare and in media, independent media, as long as you're organizing at the state level and the local level, as long as you are ready to peacefully non-comply and refuse compliance to unjust laws and unconstitutional laws and executive orders, as long as we continue to do that and protect the freedom movement, the medical freedom movement from subversives, we are going to be fine. Vote for whoever you want. And Zen woman, again, disrupt the matrix. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we're trying to do. Reese says, Ron DeSwanson is a lovely person. He's just so mad that we had a chance to fix this country and conservatives and influencers went with the grifters and the grifting instead of principles. It was very tragic. And let's just end on this, to your point. We're not going to get to libs of TikTok today. We'll do it next week, okay? It's not that important. I mean, it's a little bit important, but we'll get to it in a minute. This is it. DeSantis today signing a slate of anti-illegal alien bills, increased penalties, illegal IDs, invalid licenses. Winter Havens, Florida, Ron DeSantis on Friday is signing three bills passed this year by lawmakers aimed at further cracking down on illegal immigration and illegal aliens in Florida. One bill increases penalties for illegal aliens who commit crimes in the state after already having been deported. The legislation increases the severity of each degree of the felony by one degree. A third degree would become a second degree, and on and on and on. Another bill prevents local governments from validating community IDs for illegal aliens. And the third bill increases penalties for those who drive without a valid driver's license. Okay, here is the example. Discernible policy outcome, right? We can have nice things with someone like Ron DeSantis. The reason we can't have nice things with a leader like Ron DeSantis is because of MAGA, unfortunately. So We have to pull them out. And we've got to continue to pursue truth and push through the bullies and the trolls and the bots. And this is what you guys have to remember. When they come after you on Twitter or on Rumble, like Fresh Jive and Ann Wilson, and who else do we have on here? Denny Wilson. Just know that these are not real people, real movements, real people, things that are based in truth. Do not need armies of bots and trolls to come in and abuse people and repeat the same old tropes, the insults, and all of the lies. It is only subversive movements or people who are not genuine that need armies of fake bots and trolls. So we have those on the live chat today, but this has been a very, very lively show. We broke a record. We topped 2,000 live viewers on Rumble. We are well over 1,000 live viewers on Twitter. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. We will continue to do this on the Shannon Joy Show. Really appreciate all of your support. We have gone long once again. You guys are amazing. Thank you for your support. Please go to theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com to support us. And we will continue the fight. We'll push for truth every day. We'll be back here on Monday to do it again right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.